Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for September 2017. Greetings everyone, and welcome to this NZART official broadcast. First up tonight, NZART President Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening to all listeners. On September 7, Bob Knowles, ZL1BAD, a life member of NZART, passed away. You will hear more from Jim later in this broadcast about Bob's extensive contribution to amateur radio here and overseas. Bob will be sadly missed. I am only too aware of how keen New Zealand amateurs are to get access to the new international 60-metre secondary allocation between 5351.5 and 5366.5 kHz. The situation in New Zealand is that the New Zealand Defence Force is a primary user of nearly all of that allocation, which means amateur access is in no way a given. The good news is that we have just had word from Radio Spectrum Management proposing that we will have access to two 2.8 kHz wide segments of the allocation on a trial basis. Activity will be on a strict non-interference basis and power will be set at 10 watts EIRP. Just how these allocations will be used will be determined by a group that Council has convened. The band planning group for this task is made up of Steve Fogarty, ZL2ASF, the Engineering and Licensing Group Chair, Don Wallace, our Administration Liaison Officer, Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH, NZART Vice President and Active DXer, and the Break-In DX Column Editor, Mark Sullivan, ZL3AB. The details concerning the start of the trial, modes, frequencies, and guidance on just what the power permitted means will be announced in an InfoLine special and on the NZART email reflector. I must stress the importance of not causing interference to any Australian or New Zealand Defence Force activity during this trial. A successful trial may result in more spectrum in the future being made available, so we really have to keep our RF noses clean. In last month's official broadcast, I asked again for expressions of interest in the Southern Region Council vacancy. Shortly after the broadcast, I was very pleased to hear from Dave Allen, ZL4LDY in Dunedin, offering to help. Council was very impressed with Dave's application, and at our September meeting, he was appointed to Council, and we will look forward to working with him. Yesterday, I attended the 90th anniversary of the new Plymouth branch, which included being allocated to a team in the Mobile Rally, which was part of the celebration. Hopefully, as you listen to this, I'm not lost somewhere between Opanaki and Pātia. And finally, please don't forget to renew your subscription for 2018 so you can keep supporting our great association. Good night, all.
Thank you, Stuart. The President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Now, further to Stuart's reference to Bob Knowles at L1BAD, Bob's involvement with Intruder Watch activities had its beginnings in 1978, when Bob was appointed the NZART Intruder Watch Coordinator, this task being to receive and collate intruder reports from a team of watchers and other amateurs around New Zealand. In the first decade of its operation, some 12,000 cases of intruders operating in exclusive amateur bands were reported to the authorities. In 1983, Bob Knowles, ZL1BAD, became both the National and Region 3 Intruder Watch Coordinator. In 1985, Bob was invited to attend a meeting of the IARU Executive Council in Geneva. At this meeting, Bob ZL1BAD was chosen by the Council to head the IARU's International Monitoring Organisation, a newly created position that required him to write the rulebook. In his international role, he coordinated reports from amateur radio societies worldwide, analysed these, and produced regular reports to the International Amateur Radio Union in Geneva. In the early 1990s, Bob spent 4 years on NZART Council, and during that time was convener of a work party to get submissions on how to improve the Morse code test from the applicant's point of view. Bob also found time to help his local club, the Franklin Amateur Radio Club. He was president of the organising committee for the 1993 NZART conference held in Pukekohe. a conference that had 800 registrations. Bob ZL1BAD initiated the Branch 10 newsletter, QUAFARC, and was its editor for its first 3 years. Bob knows that ZL1BAD was awarded life membership of NZART to a standing ovation at the NZART conference in Marlborough in 2004. The award recognised Bob's services to NZART, amateur radio, and in particular his dedication to the Intruder Watch service nationally and worldwide. In September 2005, after 20 years of coordinating the International Intruder Watch service, Bob decided it was time to step aside, though he still continued to contribute reports on intruders as time allowed. Sadly, Bob Knowles at L1BAD became a silent key on the 7th of this month. The association extends deepest sympathies to Bob's wife Barbara and the family. This is ZL6A. Onwards to Upper Hutt for headquarters news, and it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Like many of you, the Vodafone announcement to close their email account as at 1 November also affects NZART. As from the 1st of October, the only email account you can contact headquarters will be nzart@nzart.org.nz. A reminder, if you are notifying me of a change to your email address, please also advise if you are listed on the NZART website as an examiner, ARC officer, or branch contact, so I can make sure all these places are updated too. There appears to be some confusion over the amount to pay for the 2018 subs. Invoices include the actual cost of membership, that is, transmitting $99 and family transmitting $129. If your payment is received before the end of November this year, please deduct $10 from these figures. The rebate only applies to transmitting, family transmitting, non-transmitting, and family non-transmitting categories. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. The Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, that's NZART's Branch 20, advise they are holding their annual table sale on the 7th of October. Now, the venue's the Longburn Hall in Longburn. Doors open for sellers at 7:30 a.m. and for the public from 9 a.m. through 2 p.m. The Manawatu Amateur Radio Society's table sale at Longburn on the 7th of October. Now for a catch-up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
The Texas ham radio operator who followed Amelia Earhart's final flight route has landed in a magazine photo essay. Here's Jerry Goodrich, KF5KRN, with that story.
You may remember aviator Brian Lloyd, WB6RQN, who circumnavigated the globe in his single-engine airplane in tribute to Amelia Earhart's final flight 80 years ago, logging QSOs as he went. He's back to more earthly pursuits, at least for now, and a celebration of that two-month flight into aviation history got full display for readers of the Texas Monthly magazine. A series of photographs showcases highlights of his 28,000-mile trip, putting the spotlight on his plane, Spirit, covered in the signatures of people he met along the way. And there's a discussion of the HF radio that brought him closer to the world while he was still in the air. His next challenge, he told the magazine, is replicating the New York to Paris flight of Charles Lindbergh, a trip scrapped earlier this year on account of bad weather. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jerry Goodrich, KF5KRN.
Not all rescue missions that involve amateur radio end up staying rescue missions. Sometimes they end in tragic recovery. When New Jersey hiker Alex Stevens went missing earlier this month in New York's Adirondack Mountains, a team went out to look for the 28-year-old. The team comprised Stowe Mountain Rescue, the State Department of Environmental Conservation, the Newcomb Fire Department, and the Adirondack Amateur Radio Association, among others. According to news reports, forest rangers found Stephen's body near Wallface Pond on September 18th, and New York State Police have begun investigating his death. From New Zealand comes a much more upbeat report about a missing person. He was found alive. We hear those details from Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
An 88-year-old man who had gone missing from his care home in Invercargill was found nearly 10 hours later following an overnight search by police, rescue squad members and the Invercargill Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Group. The man, whose name was not released by authorities, had apparently wandered off at about 7:30pm on Monday the 18th of September. He was located on Tuesday the 19th of September at 5:30 in the morning. The man was found cold, wet and muddy in a ditch about 1.5 kilometres from the home on Racecourse Road. Rescuers transported him to the local hospital. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
Elsewhere in DXing, you have a few more days to listen for Al K7AR operating as 5WORA in Samoa. Al is calling QRZ on 160 to 10 meters using SSB, CW, and RIDI. Send QSLs via his home call sign, Club Log, or Logbook of the World. A team of Indian amateurs, including Rama, VU2DEV, Gaurav, VU2GTI, and Pradeep, VU3EDG will be using the call sign AT7M while operating from St. Mary's Island between the 30th of September and the 1st of October. St. Mary's Island is also known as Coconut Island off of the Arabian Seacoast near Karnataka, India. Be listening on various HF bands and in various modes. Send QSL cards via VU3NPI. There's disappointing news for amateurs who've been awaiting the Argentinian DXers group operation as PJ7T from St. Martin. Widespread damage has canceled the group's planned operation that would have started the 24th of October. The group is presently securing the necessary paperwork to use San Andreas Island as its alternate destination as an as-yet-unknown date. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Right now it's time for WARO News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. There's not a lot happening in the WIO world this month, but I do have some catch-up items to report. The WARO Award was held recently, and I think enjoyed by the WIOs and OMs who came up to give out points. If you have yet to send in your log, don't delay, because it needs to be with Lynette, ZL1LL, by the 26th of September for you to receive a most attractive award certificate. Did you work some stations in the recent ALARA HF contest? Logs should reach the contest organiser by the 30th of September, and there's still time to email your log to the contest manager at www.alaracontest@wya.org.au. Check logs are also welcome. Scoring details are on the ALARA website. ALARA Meet has just been held in Cairns, and with some ZLYOs attending, I'm sure it was a great success. There are photos from the meet on the ALARA Meet Facebook page. Bulletin Editor Top Seat, ZL2LS, says the September bulletin will be sent out about now. Maybe you've already received your copy. Don't forget to send it on to your sponsored members. If you, like me and many others, are having to change your email address in the near future, don't forget to let Treasurer Heather, ZL2TYF, know. Heather would like to keep the membership email list as up-to-date as possible. That's all from WARO for this September, Jim. Good night, everyone.
And thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. And finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, time for Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Before we begin, just a reminder that the Scouts Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet will be held on the weekend of 20th to the 22nd of October. A number of branches are working with local scout groups, and maybe a group in your area might like to get involved too. So we start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28, which has its next meeting on Wednesday, October the 4th. The speaker will be Peter Mulhere, ZL2IK. Peter's an interesting local amateur, NZART Northern Councillor, and Callbook Editor. And that meeting is held at the clubrooms starting 7:30pm in the Heritage Park in Whangarei. North Shore Branch 29 NZART have their next meeting on Monday, October the 2nd at the clubrooms at 400 East Coast Road in Sunninook on the North Shore. Dennis, ZL1TAY, will talk on telemetry. The Auckland VHF group has a special day of celebration on Saturday, October the 14th to commemorate 45 years since the clubrooms opened. This will be from 1pm at the clubrooms in Hazel Avenue. See your newsletter for details. Hutt Valley Branch 18 has its next meeting on Monday, October the 2nd at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve off Birch Street in Waterloo. The speaker will be Doug, known to all in the branch, and the subject will be Japan. Wellington Amateur Radio Club Branch 50 NZART holds the Blackwood Cup at its next meeting on Wednesday the 18th of October. This is a competition for the best presentation of homebrew gear, and it will be held at the usual place at the Lutheran Church Hall in King Street, Mount Cook, starting 7:30pm. And finally, over to the South Island now, and Nelson Branch 26 has a Bring Your Thing evening on Wednesday the 18th of October at 7:30pm. And that meeting will be at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms, situated on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads in Nelson. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 29th of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for September 2017. Good night, everyone. Good night now.